Welcome back to Winners on a Wednesday. Every single week, I do a documentary of one of my students who's become financially free through investing in property. And this week, we're going to be taking a look at Louise. Louise was working on an airline and she loved her job, but the problem was, for medical reasons, she couldn't carry on. She had a massive passion for property, and through the academy, we've enabled her to go full-time into property. And in this video, we're going to be touring one of her house flips, going through the numbers, and showing you exactly how to make £100,000 plus from just one property from reconfiguring the house.
Hi, my name is Louise Caridia. I'm a member of the Samuel Eads Academy. Welcome to my home. Come on in. Probably been doing property for about 10 years. Once we'd bought the house and started doing the renovations, we realised how much we enjoyed it, and we could sort of see that this might be a future for us to get into property.
One of the great things about investing in property is not only is property really fun and reconfiguring the house and refurbishing it, but also if it's your home residence, when you sell it, you'll pay zero tax.
Hi there. So follow me into the kitchen. We pretty much took this whole room back to brick. We had a full rewire. We had to install brand new central heating and radiators, obviously a new kitchen, paint, flooring, etc. Prior to the academy, I worked for British Airways for 20 years. I joined doing project management and hated the 9-to-5, hated the office environment. Decided I want to be on the planes, I want to travel. So I joined as crew, had many years enjoying traveling the world. But unfortunately, I've always had struggles with a couple of medical conditions, which kind of put paid to my flying career. I sort of decided, right, I need to switch things up. So I switched to the other love in my life, which was property. Difference here, there was originally a chimney here all the way up the whole house. The actual kitchen was in this little area at the back here. There was just a couple of cupboards. This was just a dining room. So we took the chimney out to make this a full open plan kitchen diner. And then we switched the kitchen over. So the kitchen became this part in the large area. And then you can put your dining table over there.
Many people say that seeing is believing, but let me tell you something. You have to believe something first before you can see it. In property, it's about vision. Seeing the vision for the property and then making it happen. And it's the same for your own journey. You need to be able to see yourself being a millionaire property investor, visualize it, and then go make it happen.
It was an absolute wreck. I mean, there's refurbs and then there's refurbs. This really was horrendous. A little old lady had lived here, I believe, for 70 years, pretty much her entire life. It had no central heating system whatsoever. She was still shoveling coal on a back burner, bless her, into her 90s. There was only one electrical socket in the whole of the upstairs. Round here, you just had literally, there was a toilet in the cupboard over here, and then you had to walk through what was the kitchen to a sink and a bath on the other side of the kitchen. So this is now the cupboard for the boiler and the electrics, but that used to be a very, very dingy little toilet. So we just sort of rejigged the floor plan to kind of make the most of the actual space that was here.
I can't believe that anyone was even living in the property as it was. The state of it was absolutely terrible. When you buy properties that are that run down, if they were uninhabitable, you will also be exempt from having to pay stamp duty tax, as well as when you sell it, if you lived in it, being exempt for capital gains tax, which is really smart.
Really, we just wanted to make it good for modern day living. We sort of thought about who might be buying the property, and we just thought open plan, everyone likes a kitchen island nowadays. Obviously the obligatory wine cooler, very important. So when we bought this property, we bought it with the idea, it was actually my own house. But since buying this property and joining the academy, obviously we've learned so many other strategies and so many sort of better ways to invest our money. So I decided to sell this, and now we've set up a company that we will use, having learned Samuel Eads strategies, to be able to start doing BRRs and commercial to residentials.
So BRRs is, instead of flipping a house, is when you buy it, add value, and then you refinance it and get your money back. This is very similar to flipping, but it enables you to recycle your money again and again and again. And whatever you're doing, you should always look for the ugly houses, the houses that nobody wants, the rundown houses that you can add value to, which is exactly what Louise has done.
Okay, so moving on to the utility room. It was just sort of cupboards and shelves. There was a random sink. It was all very bizarre and you couldn't really move around. So we stripped it all back, opened it all up, and then turned it into a downstairs cloakroom / utility laundry area. So a much more usable space. We bought the property at auction. So that was nerve-wracking and exciting and really bizarre. Traditional auction, but you're bidding online. My other half was at work, so it was down to me. We worked out our maximum bid. We got it for 5,000 less than what our maximum bid was. So we were bidding backwards and forwards with a couple of other people and finally got it. And I was like, oh my God, I couldn't breathe for a moment. And I phoned my other half who was in work, and I think he fully expected me to just say, oh yeah, sorry, we got outbid again, which had happened previously. So when I told him that actually, no, we'd won it, we were successful, there was a big pause. And I think he was a bit nervous, and then he was like super excited, so yeah.
To be successful, you have to step out of your comfort zone. Clearly, they were pretty nervous, but they did it. They pulled the trigger. They made it happen. You can't be successful unless you're prepared to be uncomfortable and do what other people aren't prepared to do. Many people will see auction properties and they'll disregard it. Oh, I don't understand auction. Learn to understand it. Oh, I find it a bit scary. Learn to grow. Learn to be bigger. Learn to do better.
And then following through to the lounge, the main difference that we did in here, these patio doors were not here. It was like a tiny, tiny little window. It felt like a dungeon. So to brighten it up, we again went in for planning and took the window out and installed nice patio doors and a brand new patio outside. So you've got the kind of indoor-outdoor living. Top tips for buying at auction. You definitely want to view the property, which we did. We did view it. It's amazing how the pictures online show one thing, but then when you go and see the property, it's often very different. Ideally get a survey, and you also want to get your legal pack checked by a solicitor. Very important.
Another two tips for auction is, number one, make sure you've got your finance in place before you bid, because if you bid at a property in auction and your offer is accepted, you legally have to buy it. And another thing is, which she did do, because she talked about it earlier in the video, is set the maximum bid, because sometimes it can be very emotional, especially at online auctions, and you end up bidding over than what you actually wanted to bid. So set your maximum bid in the cold light of day and then go in and don't go above that bid, because when emotions are high, intelligence is low.
So we've got a nice oak beam that was cut and sanded just to be used for decorative, but it can be opened up for a real fireplace as well. Okay, come on upstairs. This is the main bedroom. Upstairs wasn't quite so bad condition, so this was more just a full new plaster, paint, flooring, carpet. So the history of the building, it was a village school, so it was built in 1850 downstairs, and then this upstairs was actually built in the 1920s as a later addition. The location's beautiful. It's a little village in the Wiltshire countryside, so it's very quiet. We could see how beautiful it would be at the end. It just needed a lot of love to bring it to that, really. We bought the property at auction for £255,000, and we spent a total of £60,000 on the refurb. So we were all in at approximately £315,000, and we had the valuation come in at £435,000. So that gave us a profit of about £120,000.
Where else can you make £120,000 tax-free from one deal? Only in property. If you're working in a normal job and you're making 30, 40 grand a year, think how many years you have to work at that job to make £120,000, and you have to pay tax. If you want to get rich, property is the way. This is just one of her deals.
This is the smallest of the bedrooms, but we were able to extend it slightly. So although it is a smaller bedroom, this is the staircase under here. So we were able to push this wall back to gain this extra bit of space over the staircase.
See how she's just constantly adding more space, adding more value, creating an open island kitchen, putting a bit of space here, a bit of space there, reconfiguring it. That's what you need to do if you're doing a property development.
This is, again, another double. It used to be bigger, but in order to get the bathroom upstairs, that's where we've lost a small part of the bedroom here to create the upstairs bathroom. By taking the chimney out and taking some space from the bedroom there, we were able to carve out this space for an upstairs bathroom. So for me, the important thing on the academy was just to do all the learning. So I did all the live training. You get like 3 weeks of live training. I did all the online courses. There's millions of different courses and loads of networking. I've met so many amazing people on the academy that are like really good friends now. And I'm an inner circle leader, but I've just renewed for a second year because the academy is more than just the education. There's so much more to it than just learning the strategies.
You're so right. It is more than just learning. It's about network. Your environment is so important. Who you're around is who you become. And it's not just about what you know. It's also who you know. The sense of belonging that you get from being part of a community is so, so important, I think, to be successful.
Section of the house here, it actually had a really, really low roof because it wasn't really usable space inside. So to make it more usable space, we actually had the roof increased in height. So outside here, one of the lovely features in the summer is this stream. So when you're sitting outside in the sunshine with a little drink, hearing the babbling brook is really lovely. So we sort of built up the wall there, had all the railings put in place to keep it safe, and then a bridge over and into the garden. From the stream and the bridge, we then created this path down through the garden. So as you can see, it's a really large garden. That's one of the benefits you have being in a little village out in the countryside. So it's perfect for kids to run around in or to sit out and enjoy in the summer. I just want to say a massive thank you to Samuel Leeds and his academy. It really has changed our lives. As I said, the career that I had, I can no longer do anymore. And same for my partner. So we were really sort of stumped as to what we were going to do next. So now we have like a real vision and a plan for the future. So huge thanks to Samuel Leeds Academy.
Hi there. We filmed earlier at my flip. This evening I'm here at the monthly Academy dinner at Heathrow. This happens once a month for all Academy members to come over from all across the country, and we network, we have dinner, we chat, we have guest speakers. Yeah, so my plans for the future, once we've sold the current flip, we're looking at a couple of commercial to residential properties that we would convert from offices into a block of flats, which we would then rent out on serviced accommodation.
What an incredible story, and it couldn't have happened to a more deserving person. Louise, you're an absolute diamond. I hope you're inspired watching this as well, everybody. Please do drop a nice comment to support Louise in the comment section. And you know what? I do a documentary just like this featuring one of my success students every single Wednesday on Winners on a Wednesday. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a future video. And if you'd like to become successful and maybe one day feature on Winners on a Wednesday just like Louise has done, then it all starts at the Crash Course. So come and join me at the £1 Property Investors Crash Course. I'll leave a link in the description, and tickets are just £1. Book now. I'll see you there.